Welcome to Premier Skills English Football Shoutout. Hi everybody, my name's Jack.
And my name's Rich. And welcome to our new series of Football English podcasts where we talk about the English you need when you're watching football.
This is our second lesson. If you listened to our first lesson, you'll remember this.
Come on!
Shoot!
Take a shot! Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Get in!
Come on!
What a goal!
What a belter!
Oh, what a great time to score!
We can get back in this!
Our first lesson was all about the language we use when our team scores a goal. If you haven't heard the lesson, there's a link on the side of this page for you to go back and listen and learn lots of vocabulary connected to goals.
Have you got your breath back, Jack?
Yes, thanks. Talking about goals involves lots of shouting.
All of our football shout-out lessons are about football phrases you can say to friends while watching the match or shout at the TV screen if you are alone.
And in this lesson, lesson two in the series, we're going to talk about fouls. What do you say when one player fouls another player?
Well, that depends, doesn't it?
What does it depend on?
It depends on whether the player that is fouling is on your team.
Ah, yes, of course. Listen to this.
Referee, that's got to be a pen. It's a definite penalty.
A penalty? He never touched him. That's a dive.
What's the ref doing?
It's going to VAR. Now we'll see.
He's got to go. That's got to be a red. You can't fly into a tackle like that. Studs up, two-footed. Oh, horrible.
What are you talking about? He got the ball. It was a 50-50 challenge. Hard but fair. He went down way too easily.
What's the ref given? It's a penalty. Get in! Fouls and penalty decisions are often subjective. You usually get two different views and different language from the two sets of fans.
Yes, it's always difficult for the man in the middle, the referee.
Let's look at some of the language you heard in the example conversation.
What about, that's gotta be a red?
Yeah, that's a good phrase. We use this when we think a player should get a red card.
You might also hear, that's got to be a yellow, which means the referee should give the player a yellow card, or that's got to be a booking, which means the same thing.
A more difficult phrase we often hear is, he's got to go for that, or he's got to walk for that, which means the player should get a red card.
We often use gotta here, he's got to get a red card, rather than he has got to get a red card. Or he must get a red.
And, of course, fans scream for penalty kicks all the time. You might hear, that's gotta be a pen.
Pen?
Yeah, it's short for penalty. You could shout, that's a definite pen. Or a more difficult phrase is, that's a stonewall penalty.
A stonewall is a type of wall you find in the countryside. They're very clear and you can see them for miles. So a stonewall penalty is a very, very clear penalty when the foul is really obvious. Don't think we use stonewall as an adjective in many other situations.
No, we just say stonewall penalty. But remember, this all changes when it's your player doing the fouling.
One common phrase you might use is, he never touched him. This phrase will still be used by fans even if it was a two-footed flying ninja-type tackle at a player's head.
Or maybe, if you're feeling generous, you will change it to, he hardly touched him.
Fans will also accuse opposition players of diving, pretending that they've been fouled and falling to the ground. That's a dive! Is a common phrase to shout at the television.
This is sometimes changed to, that's a blatant dive. Blatant, again, means really obvious.
Or another common phrase is, he went down far too easily, or he went to the ground too easily.
I have a really strange phrase that I think is funny. It's, he went down like a sack of spuds. This means he dived. He fell to the ground very easily. A sack is a bag and a spud is a potato. He went down like a sack of potatoes. He went down like a bag of spuds. Silly really, but I like it.
Some other phrases you might want to use when your player fouls are, it was a 50-50 ball. He won the ball. And hard but fair. All of these are phrases we use to say our player shouldn't be penalised or punished.
We'll look at these phrases and a few more in the lesson, which you can find below this podcast. Listen again. Do you understand everything now? Referee, that's got to be a pen. It's a definite penalty.
A penalty? He never touched him. That's a dive.
What's the ref doing?
It's going to VAR. Now we'll see.
He's got to go. That's got to be a red. You can't fly into a tackle like that. Studs up, two-footed. Oh, horrible.
What are you talking about? He got the ball. It was a 50-50 challenge. Hard but fair. He went down way too easily.
What's the ref given? It's a penalty. Get in.
So that's how you talk about fouls in English.
We've got some activities to help you remember the phrases that we've been speaking about in the lesson below this podcast.
We'll be back soon with our next football English lesson, which will be about how we talk about the opposition. We'll be back soon with our next football English lesson, which focuses on how we talk about the opposition.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.